You know, right. You know, if you go to the beach and there's no beach there, it's just that kind of grassy place. You know, you're on dry land, it's that kind of thing, and then there's the open water. You can't swim there or anything, or lay in the sun there, because it's just that kind of grass with water. What do you call that?
I don't know.
What about have you ever heard of a salt marsh or marsh?
I've heard of a marsh, but I've never heard it called that down here.
Where's a marsh?
I don't know.
It's just something you don't think of these as marshes?
Uh-uh. I wouldn't.
Do you think of them as swamps or what?
No, I wouldn't think of them as swamps. To me, a marsh is something that would be more inland, not something right along the shore like that.
And what kind of soil is this here that grows things so well? It's sort of a part clay and part sand. It's very rich.
I have no idea.
Have you ever heard it called something like a loam?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
And what kind of flowing water is there around here? There's
a river.
Is there anything else?
There's not very many creeks and stuff like that, or streams. There's very few.
What is a creek and a stream? What's the difference?
To me a creek is bigger than a... No, they're the same thing. They're the same thing.
But, how big are they? That's the river.
They're a lot smaller than a river.
Is anything larger than a creek or a stream? They're smaller than a river? Anything like
that? Not that I can think of.
Do they always have water around them?
Yeah.
And what about the something smaller than that? I mean, that's something that doesn't have water running in it, like there's arroyos. What do you call them?
Arroyos?
What are they?
What are they? Well, they have water in them.
All the time?
Most of the time.
And, what do you call them?
I don't know.
Do you think of a size, a certain size, do you think of an arroyo?
Yeah, I think that is being fairly large.
Like bigger than a creek or a stream?
Yes.
Down here at the ocean, there are places there where the water comes in,
inlets.
Do you call them inlets?
Uh-huh.
And, what about those little deep, narrow valleys that the arroyos cut sometimes, and then they're dry now. You know what I'm talking about? The land just drops down into the valley will be flat and then the land just drops down maybe 10 feet wide, 10 feet deep.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
I don't know.
Would you ever call it, like, maybe even a little stream in the bottom, something like a ravine or a gully or...
Yeah, a gully.
What is a gully? I mean, what do you think of when you think of it?
I think of a gully as something, well, like what you said, that could have been cut by a arroyo creek or something that's dry, though.
It is dry?
Yeah.
What about if it's just like a heavy rainfall and a man doesn't take care of his, a farmer here doesn't take care of his fields and it just washes out a place there. What do you call that?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but I don't know what it's called.
And, are there some, what are the names of the arroyos and creeks and streams around here in the river?
Well, the river's the Rio Grande, but I can't think of any of the other names. Don't know what it's called. I don't know any other names.